To this wonderful show of Ignite Your Day Today. I want to encourage you, want to make sure that your faith is going strong, that God is moving in great ways for you, that the power of God is moving in a major, major way and changing things in your life. I want to talk to you today about the atmosphere of faith, changing what's around. What is the atmosphere of faith? Every day you wake up, every day you get in your car and you're getting ready for work, and then you get in your car and you head to work, or you head to do the things that you need to do in that day, there is a faith that you have to have. There is a faith that you have to be able to connect with. And that faith has to be the faith of things changing, things moving, things being able to happen for you, because every day there is a fight in the heavenlies. There is a fight in the heavenlies right in between earth and heaven. There is a fight right now, and that fight is for you. That fight is for what you need. That fight is for the things that need to be a part of your life. Many of us have different people we just care for, we pray for, different family members that we're always seeing, that they're always getting into trouble, or just people we just want to make sure that things are going good. But anytime that phone rings, anytime your cell phone or a text comes in, you hear that little social media popping in, there's in the back of your mind maybe someone you're worried about, wondering about, hoping about, believing God to do something. And I believe right now that as we talk and as we discuss this about the atmosphere of faith, that you're going to learn this week. We're going to talk about the atmosphere of faith. This week, we're going to hopefully change the atmosphere that you're living in right now, if it's doom and gloom and fear, to faith and joy and perseverance. God is going to bless you with abundance. God's going to bless you with health. God's going to bless you with amazing, wonderful things. Why? Because His Bible says He will. Because His Bible says that that's what He does. So I want to encourage you to sit down, take some notes, get some of the scriptures I'm talking to you about, learn from some of the examples that I teach you, that you will understand what faith is, that you will understand what is the atmosphere of faith. I tell everybody when I go into a church or a healing service or I'm with people and we're praying, that it's my job to go in there and change that atmosphere. It's my job as a minister and a man of faith to step into a crowd and believe that God will move in a wonderful, wonderful way. You have to be instant in season, is what the Word of God says. The Bible says that you have to be ready to go. In other words, ready to move, ready to pounce for God. You have to walk around with a strength in you that when it's time for you to come up and speak the Word of God, that power and authority will happen. Now, I don't know about you, but I know that I have always believed that God will do great miracles, that I've always believed that God will change things, that God will always make bigger things happen. It's something that's in my spirit, something that I will never let go of, something that I know that I know that I know that God is able to do. I know it. And I believe right now that every time that I'm in your presence, as far as media or broadcasting, or you're watching on demand or through our television stations that we partner with, that you are being reached in your heart, that something in you is pulling what you need up. You know, the Bible says to mix it with faith, to mix it with faith, to mix what you're taught with faith so it can produce something for you. Now, I want you to understand this. The atmosphere of faith is your responsibility to change. It's your responsibility to make happen. It's your responsibility to move it and change it accordingly, according to God's plan for you. You see, the will of God will work on your behalf when you stay in the will of God by faith. God has a will and a purpose and a place for you to be at this hour, to be at next month, to be at next year. God hasn't destined anything outside this will of God, but it is our purpose to believe. God gives it to a man to believe, to man to take the scriptures, man to take the will that God has given you and walk that will. It is a challenge. It's a challenge for many. It's a challenge for those that follow and those that don't follow. It is a challenge because God wants your faith stirred. He wants you to stand in faith and believe that He is possible, that He is possible to do anything, that nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for God. I want to read you a scripture if I can. It's from Mark 5. I believe it's Mark 5, what is it? 35. So Mark 5:35. Let me get back on my computer. Here has most of it. And Mark 5:35 says this. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue how certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard this word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." And he suffered no man to follow him, except Peter, James, John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, in other words, the pain, the hurt, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come, and he saith unto them, "Why make ye this ado and weep? Why are you doing this? And the damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. But they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, and taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying, and he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, "Talitha kumi," which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And straightway the damsel arose, walked, for she was of the age of 12 years old. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged strictly that no man should know of it, and commanded that something should be given to her to eat. Now, when we see that, we have to understand that God is able to do great things, that God is able to move beyond time, beyond distance, beyond anything that we're seeing in the natural. Now, when they came to Jesus, they came to him, and when they came to him, they were letting this man came to Jesus asking for him to pray for his daughter. You remember the story? He started walking to go pray for his daughter, and then all of a sudden someone interrupted, and in that time that person got their miracle. And around that time, this man that was standing there with faith, believing, because his atmosphere was up there, his faith level was up there. "Hey, I'm walking with the Son of God. I am walking with the Master. He's going to go take care of this right now." And then a delay happened. Where do you think his faith level went? The moment that he heard, "Do not bring the Master. Don't bother him. Your daughter is gone." Well, he could have accepted. He could have accepted that, "Hey, it's finished. I appreciate your time." Or he could have picked up his hands and he could have said, "I know that God can do all things are possible through him that strengthens us in Christ Jesus." He could have put his head down and said, "This is not going to happen today." Or he could have changed that atmosphere that became to go down, doom and gloom, back up to faith and miracles. Well, we know what he decided. We'll talk about that right when we get back. God bless.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is Dr. Miles Monroe, and you are watching Rev TV Media Network. I am excited about the work that is happening here at Rev TV. Stay tuned for programming that can change your life.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanitz, and you've been watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you. I pray that things are moving forward for you in faith. I pray that God is helping you change the atmosphere in your home. God bless you. We've been talking about this story in Mark 5, verse 35 through 43, and we're talking about how Jesus had to change the atmosphere, how he had to believe for God, but we also had to believe that the man that was walking with him, that the father of this young daughter that passed away, that he had to keep his faith up. It doesn't matter how much faith Jesus had. It mattered how much faith this man had, that he can believe, that he can trust God, that this is going to happen, that it is going to happen. This man's going to go and take care of what happened. It didn't matter what happened before, but it mattered that this man was still connected in faith, still had the atmosphere of faith strong, still had the charge go up where it needed to be. Jesus was going to do this miracle, but this man needed to believe. This man needed to trust in God. He walked with the Lord. The Lord took only three people with him. And then when they went to the house, what did he do? We all know what he did. He went over there and he kicked everybody out that did not have the faith level that they needed to have. He walked into this home and he changed the atmosphere of faith. The faith level in that room was down. Doom, gloom, loss. And it's fine. I mean, that's what's expected when someone passes. But Jesus was going there to do a miracle. The Son of God was right there. Things were about to change. I want to tell you right now that the Son of God is right there in your life, and things are about to change. Things are about to move. Things are about to be different. Things are about to be delivered. Things are going to happen that you've been waiting for to happen. Things are going to happen and move like you've never seen before, but you got to trust. Right now, remember this, we are in a time. We're in a different time than we were last year. We're in a different time than we were 10 years from ago. That is a time where miracles have to happen rampantly now. Our entire nation, our entire world has changed. Things have happened and people don't know what's going to happen a year from now. But I'm going to tell you right now that God's miracles will start happening everywhere. That the power of God is going to move in a great way. That it's going to look like the dim, gloom hours of things that happened and nothing's occurring but loss. But God is about to turn that around. God is about to move and change things in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. Now you got to believe this. You got to trust that God is moving. You got to trust that God is going to change things. That's why I'm telling you today that you have to change the atmosphere of faith. You have to change the atmosphere of faith. Things happening right now, well, that's okay. Stand in faith. Change what's around you. Change what's around you. Change what's around you. Let God move in a tremendous way for you. I'm hoping this is blessing you. I'm going to tell you just a couple of stories really quick. When I was in Kenya, I was preaching in one of these crusades in the slums, and I tell you what, those crusades in the slums, we may have not had many people, but many people got saved, if you understand that. We have not may have had many crowds, but the crowd that was there got healed. So God was moving in a wondrous, wondrous way. He was changing things in a wondrous way for people. A lot of faith happened, but let me tell you what else happened. There was this little boy on stage. Bishop Mike was with me, and he waved at me and said, "Look, there's a little boy that needs prayer," and he brought him to the stage. As he brought him to the stage, I looked at this boy and his legs were limp. There was no life in his legs. Couldn't even feel much bone or anything in them. They just hanged limp. As I walked to him, I looked at those legs and I looked at Bishop and I said, "Well, pray for him." And he said, "I did." I go, "Pray for him again." And he goes, "Well, I'm believing." I said, "Let me see this boy." I got his legs. This boy was crying. This boy was crying and making a scene right there. And I understand he was afraid. And most of the time when I'm praying for the adults, and if they see people falling left, they see people falling right. They see God's power moving and hitting people. The small babies get afraid when I come near them. And I understand it's not something you see regularly, and the kids don't understand what's going on. So I grabbed this kid, and his mother was crying. I said, "Mom, you got to hold him. And just hold him in your hands for me and calm him down." So she calmed him down. I prayed for his legs. I squeezed his legs. I said, "God, I know you're going to make this boy a boy that can run, a boy that can run faster than anyone. I believe it. You're going to heal him in Jesus' name." As I stood there with this child and I prayed for him, I walked off and I told the bishop something. "You need to come and translate to the mama." I said, "Mom, you got to change your faith." She kept saying, he's never been walking. He has been born like this. It's impossible for him to walk." I said, "Change the word you say and you'll change the faith for this child." And I challenged her. I said, "You change the way you act. You change the way you talk. You don't pick him up. You don't carry him. You make him walk. You don't coddle him. You make him walk." It sounded cruel. It did. It sounded mean. And it did. It sounded mean. But I said, "You continually just tell him to walk, and he'll walk." Well, 6 months later, before that, he started to stand. His legs were not moving, but his foot was getting stiff, and his legs were visibly changing as far as thickness and as far as strength. But he could not walk yet. He looked like if you remember Bambi, if you watch that. He looked like Bambi trying to stand up. So we just held him. But that was the extent of it. We went home. 6 months later, I came back to preach again in Kenya. The bishop is standing there looking at me and saying, "Dr. Yanis, we have an issue." And I said, "What's the issue?" He goes, "We have an issue." And most of the time, in almost any African country, you're going to have an issue when you come back. Someone offended, someone blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he said, "We have an issue." So I went over there and said, "Sure, what's the issue?" And he goes, "This young boy keeps getting in trouble at school." And it was the boy I prayed for. And I go, "Really? Why is he getting in trouble?" He said, "Because he has not stopped running. He has not stopped running. The teachers have disciplined him and he keeps running." I just smiled and said, "Let the boy run. Let him run." And I ran over there and I gave him a hug and I told him how excited God is right now because his faith level is high. God has moved and changed things for him. His mother was crying. This boy was excited. It was amazing. It was amazing to see what God did. It was amazing to see how God did it. It was amazing to see the movement of God and the change that God has done. I thank God for the miracles. I thank God that this child was able to walk. I thank God that his faith level changed. His mother's faith level changed. It changed the things for his child. She did not give up. Just like the story that we read for you at the beginning of the show, they did not give up. He kept walking with Jesus. He kept believing. He said, he kept saying, "Okay." You got to realize that guy left his daughter at home dying, not knowing if she would breathe his last breath before he even got to the master to get prayed for. Not even knowing what Jesus would say if Jesus would come or pray right there. That takes a lot of faith. And then to get it deflated, once you get Jesus walking halfway there, and it gets deflated because someone says, "Your child is dead, don't bother the man." But Jesus put his hand on his shoulder and said, "Don't worry, she just sleeps. Let's keep walking." Because that's what our Lord does. He says, "Don't worry." It's okay. Let's keep walking. Keep walking, my friends. Keep the atmosphere changed. We're going to be right back with a wonderful Igniter of Faith session. I pray that you enjoy it. God bless.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website. Find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
You to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hey amigos, you're watching Rev Media TV. Don't blink.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and we are in our Igniter Faith session. The Igniter Faith session is built to ignite your faith those last 5, 6, 4, 10 minutes, whatever time we have to build your faith. I want to talk to you about something that's very, very, very powerful that happened to me in Katy, Texas about 2 years ago. And it was an amazing time. Now, I've always seen little sprinkles of gold in people's hands as I preach, or when I finished preaching, they would have some gold. I believe it started in Hawaii, where when I was wiping my forehead like that, gold would fall down to the ground. People could see that, not everyone, but some people. And then when we're in Los Angeles, as I was preaching, and we went to the parking lot when we were done, and people started getting gold in their hands. But nothing ever happened like what happened on this next picture I'm going to show you, where gold just popped in my hands before I prayed for someone. It's amazing to see this gold that pops up. And this is my book, Igniter of Faith. If you haven't got it, you better get it. And this is the picture I'm talking about. If you can see right here, you see the gold in the hands. Gold in my hands in Katy, Texas. I was showing people over there after service. I was showing them my hands, and people were coming up and touching my hands. Why? Because God was putting this for them to show them a wonder of God. What is a wonder of God? Well, the Bible says God is the God of wonders. He's the God of wonders. So we got to believe. We have to believe that when we see a wonder like this, there's a better picture of it. See that? Look like little nuggets, coming up from it. That was in my hand for 9 hours. And when it's a wonder of God, when it's something that God has done, it's just to show you that He's God. Amen. It's just to show you that He can do anything. It's just to show you His presence. You know, a lot of times we live on the Word, which we need to, and we live by faith, which we need to. But there are times when God just inspires us that we see something tangible. Now, I don't care what you do. You cannot scratch that gold off. Trust, people were trying to scratch my hand and get that gold and put it in some jars. No, this one did not come off. In fact, it was on me for 9.5 hours. I would say even 10 hours. It was on my hands. I went home and I would see little parts of it moving, little parts of it disappearing, little parts of it, until I got home and I showed my daughter, and it was on me for another, 6 hours after that. And then in the evening, it was gone. But let me tell you, ever since that day, gold is always on me. I get my cell phone light, I put it in my hands, I'll see sparkles of gold in my hands, no matter where I go. My daughter always has it, my son always has it, my wife has it as well, and my other two sons are in college, so I got to see when they come back if their hands have gold on them. But I tell you this, It is the presence of God, the blessings of God, the anointing of God. Now when I go preach, I was in Lima, Peru. It got to the point where I stopped before I preached and was sharing different stories. And I said, everybody take out your cell phones. Now get your cell phones out and put them on your hands. And put the light out and put the light on your hands. As they put the light on their hands, I said, if you have gold in your hands, I want you to raise your hands. Do you know that not only did I lose them for about 5 minutes, I had to get them all back into the service as far as not running out the door, but just talking and getting excited because everybody in the service, over 300-400 people, had gold in their hands. And they picked up their hands. I took a picture of all these people waving their hands that they had gold in their hands. It's amazing to see this because why? The miracles of God are going to be happening around this earth left and right. To and fro, God is flexing his muscles. It's time for, and it's, he's just saying, I am God. That is what God is saying when he shows this kind of goat. He's the Lord. He is God. He is the Almighty. And this wonder just tells us how wonderful he is. He said he's the God of wonders. Amen. I hope that excites you. I'll tell you right now, whenever I talk about gold, gold comes up. I was in a restaurant. Gold come up on the walls in a Mexican restaurant. Gold came up in two walls in a Chinese restaurant. We're sitting at an airport and gold starts coming down the side of the chair that we're sitting on talking about. And in Hawaii, I told you just a few episodes ago that gold came down the tree. God is able to show up. So I'm telling you that for a reason. Get your flashlights out. Check your hands. Check your hallways. Check your doors. Check your furniture. In South Africa, before I arrive, gold starts coming in their cubicles, on their linen, on their beds, on their hands. They said the doctor must be on the plane. And gold comes into them. One house, gold never leaves. It stays in there. On their furniture, on their kids, everywhere. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Ignite Your Day. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.